and appreciate the word of God. Notice what it says. You welcome the word of God, not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God. What we hold in our hands here, men and women, is not just a collection of essays by some fishermen and shepherds from the Old and New Testament era. This is the word of God. Say that out loud. This is the word of God. Every day you hold in your hands the infallible word of God. It is God's word to you and to me. It is changeless, it is timeless, and it is powerful. Paul was so overjoyed that these people in Thessalonica accepted the word of God, not as the word of men. Please don't take the word of God because it's something I say. But they accepted it as the word of God. Unfortunately, many receive the Bible today not that way. They receive it as literature. They receive it as another good book. Dr. Charles Ryrie, who was one of my professors at Dallas Seminary, wrote these words to illustrate the importance of our clear statements concerning the Bible. I want to read this to you. Listen to what he said. He said, not many years ago, all you had to say to affirm your belief in the inspiration of the Bible was that you believed the Bible was the Word of God. That was it. But as people have sliced and diced and criticized and hacked the Bible to bits, or tried to, obviously failing to do it, it became necessary to add that you believe the Bible was the inspired Word of God. Later, you had to include the verbally inspired Word of God. Then, to mean the same thing, you had to say the plenary, which means from beginning to the end, the plenary verbally inspired Word of God. Today, one has to say the plenary verbally inspired infallible Word of God. So many people have tried to undermine God's word that you have to be clear what you mean. Men and women, if you don't accept this book as the infallible word of God, it cannot do you any good. There's a passage in the New Testament that says when they came to study the word of God, it didn't do any good because it wasn't mixed with faith. I wouldn't have any faith in this book if I didn't know it was God's book. If I thought this was just a collection of essays, I wouldn't come to church on Sunday and hear somebody talk about it. I guarantee you, if you heard that I was going to change this coming year and preach essays that were graded as the best essays in the country this year, you would stay away in droves. We don't come to hear that stuff. We come to hear the Word of God because it is God speaking to us through this book. But let me give you some good news. You don't have to wait from Sunday to Sunday for that to happen. You can get up and open this book and begin to read it and pray that God will speak to your heart. And he will begin to talk with you as if it were a one-on-one conversation with the Almighty.